Proclamation number 8928, dated the February 8, 1965. God's merciful guidance of the vineyard laborers. You should pay attention to my will, which I shall always place into your heart when you appeal to me for advice and help. Then you will feel it as an inner urge which you should comply with. The prerequisite is, however, that you establish contact with me in prayer first, that it is your own will to receive my instructions, because you cannot assume that every thought originates from me but must also take into account that my adversary intervenes in your thoughts if he feels that you pray half-heartedly, that not your heart but only your mouth is speaking. Therefore you should constantly observe yourselves, but always trustingly come to me with every request and appeal to me for support. You should always know that you will be guided by me as soon as you want to be active for me, for this activity of yours is wanted by me and can therefore never be wrong if it is your serious will to thereby be of service to me. For countless beings of light are protecting you by fending off all incorrect thoughts so that you can therefore accomplish your spiritual task with complete peace of mind and need not be afraid of being used by the adversary. And you must be certain of this, because you should stand up for your spiritual knowledge and will only be able to do so if you are sure of my protection. Consequently, you need not worry that you would ever lose my love, for I am aware of your struggle and know every doubt arising in you, yet I also know that you will quell these doubts yourselves because you will receive the strength for this from me. However, you must remain firmly connected with me so that I will be able to affect you directly. For the adversary will also try to prevail, but he will be unsuccessful if you always long for me in my presence, for he will take flight from the light and thus from me myself, who kindles a light in you. Time and again you will notice my merciful guidance if only you pay attention to how I direct everything, if you keep your eyes and ears open, if you take notice of how everything falls into place and always shows my care, because as long as you are ready for me, I am also willing to smooth your every path. For all this is the result of your will to serve me selflessly, which I rate as proof of your love for me. And therefore you are being presented with knowledge which only ever serves to enlighten you, which proves my immense love for you and from which you can conclude that I do not just want to be your God and Creator but that you should recognize your Father in me instead. This is why I convey to you the information which enables you to infer to a supremely perfect being which bows down in its infinite love to let you partake in that which my sphere of love has to offer. For all the glories in my kingdom were created by the Father for his children in order to make them infinitely happy. However, you must know about it. And this knowledge must be conveyed to you by those I was able to initiate in my plan of creation, who willingly open themselves to rays of light. And if you now consider how little light can shine among the human race, then you will also understand that I will repeatedly assure those of my care who want to comply with the task of introducing this knowledge to their fellow human beings, for although their mission is an exceptionally beneficial one, it is also a difficult task, because not many people can be found who question the purpose of their life on earth and who are therefore also willing to accept instructions. But my blessing will forever be with those who work for me and my kingdom, because the only important thing is that they enlighten their fellow human beings about the meaning and purpose of life on earth, about my will and that they also spread the knowledge of the significance of the act of salvation, for this information is essential if people want to become blessed. Amen.